Case number 9699, Columbus and Deborah Bachia, northwest of Route 351, south of Dorothy Circle, being lot 17, block C, within Denton Manor Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Both going to speak?
Yes.
You both swear and affirm or affirm that you will, the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you. When you go to the podium, please state your name for the record.
Deborah Nashia.
Chris Nashia, from Denton Manor. We're here to ask if we can have a variance on our front deck or screen porch that we put on our front deck. We have always in the past got permits for everything that we've done, and the county was basically always good to us and knew exactly what we were doing, and we laid out plans and everything, so we went to them this time because I wasn't sure where my setback was in the front, and I asked them, and I drew diagrams and pictures, you know, of the porch we were going to do. The deck was already there for 3 or 4 years. We got the permit. They said everything was okay. Just go by building code. So we put the screen porch there, and that's all we intended to leave on there is a screen porch. It's not hideous. It hasn't affected anybody. The porch has been there for a long. I mean, the deck's been there for a long time. And we just wanted to put a screen porch on there, so we went up and asked everybody at the county for permission, and they sent her back to planning and zoning, and he reviewed the plans and said okay. That's why we went ahead and built it.
It would have been sent to building code, not to planning and zoning office.
Well,
when I came in to get the permit, I said I want to see about putting a screen and porch on the front of our house. She said go two doors to the left back there, please. I went back there, they signed it.
That's building code, that's right.
Okay.
Different office. They don't know what setbacks are. But you say there was a deck there originally, and
yes,
what
sir.
You did was enclose it.
Yes, sir.
So permit was issued with the proper setback requirement?
I don't have, I mean, we're looking for a copy of the permit.
I have the permit right here.
Can I see it?
You have the paperwork.
The paperwork.
The yellow paperwork?
Yes.
Pink's fine. That's a receipt. You have a pink one there? That's the actual
permit. Large pink one?
Yeah. That should be the song. That should be it.
Yes.
I have the yellow one. I don't think either one of them are right. Here it is. Let me have the pink one. That's right. That's a copy of it. The setbacks are noted to be 30, 10, and 10.
Yes.
Setbacks were correct. That was issued. And it was for, just says screen porch. It doesn't say anything about it being... Oh, it does say existing deck. Okay.
So it says 30, 10, and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Why does the application say 40?
I didn't write that.
You didn't fill that
yes.
out?
We don't see the survey usually when they get a permit.
Okay. And is there a drawing showing the...
We drew everything, but we didn't... I don't know if I put the setbacks on there because I wasn't... Do you have this one?
No, we don't. Something that shows your property and.
Oh, the survey, yeah.
We just passed it in.
The other thing is I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we also had 3 or 4 surveys each time we had something done. And our neighbors had a survey, and each time they moved the stakes one way up or back. The neighbor behind me, his property is right out my back property line. He's like 5 feet away, but his house was built back in the 60s or 70s. And every time a surveyor comes into the neighborhood, the pipes move. So.
Help. You know, according to this drawing, it's showing you need a 9.5-foot variance from 30 feet. How come the application says 2.6 foot from 40 feet?
Because we thought it was from the street, and we didn't have that survey done till afterwards.
Okay.
We didn't know we had to have somebody come out and resurvey the property again for us.
The required setback would be 30 feet to any improvements enclosed. You could have had a deck that encroached into that 30, but you could only have encroached 5 feet. There would still even been a variance needed for the deck originally. When was the deck originally built?
About 3 years ago.
All right.
Have you folks moved your shed?
Nobody's ever said anything about our shed.
According to this drawing, your shed is 4.1 feet from the property line.
Yeah, that's been on. I was there when we bought the house.
That's also in violation. That was never brought to your attention?
Nope, not as many times as I came up and got permits.
And there was a permit for the shed?
No, the shed was there, yes.
Yeah, it was there when we bought it.
The one that I put on, I got the permit for and made sure it was on the...
The one that's 10 foot off the line, it goes to your sunroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you move that shed?
The smaller one?
The small one? Yeah, I can move that away from the back set, yeah.
The side property line, it's supposed to be 5 feet, and according to the survey, it looks like it's 4.1. So, almost a foot. 9/10 of a foot.
Any further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters in opposition.
Two letters? You want to highlight it?
One states that it's an object to the county granting a variance. I believe variances are generally approved because of hardship or unusual conditions. To my knowledge, they make reference to the lot. It's generally the same size lot as the majority of other lots in Denton Manor. Lots are rectangular with fronts back and two side yards. Nothing is apparent to indicate any unusual or restrictive construction opportunities. Makes reference to the applicant being a contractor with close ties to the homeowners association. He should be aware of zoning regulations and homeowners association rules. Lack of knowledge should not be a consideration. During construction of past additions to the dwelling, construction permits were not clearly posted. If appropriate permit were applied for, the current setback violation may have been identified prior to construction and a variance would not be needed. In the past, HOA has strictly enforced the 90-foot setback rule, which at times creates little rear property clearance. At present, with the most recently completed construction on the property, provides no more than approximately 18 to 20 foot from the street. The applicant lives in very close proximity, community being a community. Lots generally are 100 feet by 100 feet. He had a construction shed on his property, receiving deliveries of construction materials, performed manufacturing jobs and dispatches, reporting employees from his dwelling. Due to infringing on the setbacks, these activities create additional parking and traffic on the right-of-way, not within his property. These non-residential activities are occurring in very close proximity to adjacent neighbors. And that was signed by Tony L. Agursic. I probably said that wrong.
I don't even know who it is.
No, we don't know who it
is. It doesn't say what lot number there is either. The second one was, I probably can't pronounce that one either. It was from Alex, if I can read the spelling right. Bajacic. I'm like, good, I can't do this either. He strongly objects to the county granting a variance. It reads almost the same as the other one. Some of the sentences are actually the same. Makes reference, again, to the 40. It says it enforces a 40-foot setback. It's the same wording all the way through. It's the same. And it's got a copy of their public notice attached to it. That was on lot 16B. I don't think that one has it on there.
Lot 17. Oh, no, that's him.
That's the, yeah. That was on lot 16B, so it's next door maybe?
It's across the street, down the street.
Okay.
Are we aware of other front yard setback?
Pardon?
Are we aware of other front yard variances in that I noticed that one letter referenced 100-foot wide lots, but majority are 75 for the record. One of the letters suggested you're a licensed contractor in the state of Delaware, is that right?
27 years. And I don't run any work out of my house, and my trucks do not come no more to deliver.
That's a separate issue. I guess the reason I'm asking that question, you had stated earlier that you thought the property line, or you thought that the setback requirements from the road, and if you've been a contractor that long, you certainly know they'd be from the property line, not the road.
No, I don't do any building. I'm a siding and window. I'm a remodeler, not a builder.
The lots where it said 100 by 100 are all the lots along the opposite side of the street and a down Route 351. The rest of them are 75 by 135.
Right.
The lot, one of the objectors was sort of catty corner towards the northeast as far as the location of the lot. That was, right. That's lot 16B. And the other one didn't give a reference to where they were.
Their side and rear yard setback.
And no other front.
Does the Denton Manor have an active HOA, Homeowner Association?
Yes.
And did you speak to them about support?
She's the vice president.
He told me come up and get a permit. Have I talked to him since this happened? No.
Okay.
I haven't seen our president.
You understand this board doesn't enforce deed restrictions or covenants, and so if the Homeowners Association, even if we were to approve this, if the Homeowners Association were to...
They wouldn't... Nobody has come to us and said anything. I mean, the president has gone by our street, and we've talked to all our...
I'm just letting you know that even if we were to grant it, they could, force the restrictions or covenants on their own.
Right.
What's that mean? It would have to come down?
Well, they could take it to court and push the issue. Mm-hmm. Just forewarning.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 9,699 under advisement.
So I have a motion and a second to take case number 9,699 under advisement. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. You're welcome to stay if you'd like. There may be a decision made this evening, or you can call the office in the morning.
Okay, thank you.